Tourists are creeping back into the city's entertainment district Friday afternoon, but shuttered businesses dot the colonial landscape, and the foot traffic is sparse. On Hippolyta Street, industrial fans and massive heat lamps are drying out Dos Gatos Bar, now a musty shell of what was once a bustling night spot just a week ago. General Manager Quentin Burke says when he finally got inside after evacuation orders were lifted, at least a foot of standing water remained.
You're basically looking at when we first bought the property, when we first opened it up, it's gutted bare, literally have no back bar anymore. All the walls, like right there, we have a bar bench or a bar rail. All the walls are exposed, everything's taken out, all those chairs have been destroyed due to water damage.
Burke says Dos Gatos will have to be completely rewired, and the owner's other properties, including Scarlett O'Hara's next door and Hoptinger on Anastasia Island, were also badly damaged. City officials say it's too soon to estimate total business losses in St. Augustine, a city with tourism as the number one industry. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.